on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
It is time to play our favorite game in all of Maryland, Friday Cry-Day.
It's time for Friday Cry-Day. Feels good to let it out.
Hello. Welcome to Friday Cry-Day. Now, typically, what Friday Cry-Day is it's a game that we've created surrounded by my emotions and my tears. I'm your friend, Jess, and I'm very emotional. I'm also very nervous right now. I think I just need to let you know that, and that's going to make me feel better. This is the first time I've ever done Friday Cry-Day completely alone because I usually focus on just giving you the drama. Mm-hmm. But now I have to focus on giving you the drama on top of pressing all these buttons, and I have severe peezeity, which means I have to pee when I'm nervous. Fully prepared to pee myself or pee in this trash can that's neither here nor there. Now, this is how Friday Cry-Day works. It's basically like two lies and one truth. I tell you two reasons as to like what could have possibly made me cry this week, and or three reasons, and then two of them are lies and only one of them are true. But because, oh my God, and this adds to my nervousness because I always get so nervous when you have a chance to win a big ticket because I want you to win so badly. I have Katy Perry tickets, y'all.
Katy Perry!
So we are going to do a Katy Perry version of Friday Cry-Day, and this is how it's going to work. Instead of giving you three random stories from my week, I am going to give you three stories about a different Katy Perry song, and you have to determine which Katy Perry song makes me cry when I hear it, okay? Now, if you guess correctly, you will win two tickets to see Katy Perry when she comes to Baltimore this August, okay? I have Charlotte with me right now. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Jess.
I'm so excited to do this.
This is so exciting, and you're going to slay this.
Okay, so everyone, buckle up. Get ready. I want you to cry with me, okay? We are now going to get into not story number one, but song number one for these Katy Perry tickets. Song number one. Katy Perry released Teenage Dream in 2010. I was a junior in high school, and the first time I heard it, I literally thought to myself, wait, this is me. This is literally my teenage dream. I wanted to be in love so badly and experience that feeling. And when I listen to this song, it makes me cry because, like she says in the song, I can finally say, now every February, you'll be my Valentine to my husband, Garage Boy.
Stop! Okay, I could see it. Hopeless romantic vibes. Mm-hmm. It's come to fruition.
Yeah.
Okay. Very possible.
Okay. Those are your thoughts on that song, Charlotte?
I'm already torn. Okay. I know this is just going to get harder.
No, I feel you. I feel you. That's a pretty tough one. Song number two. Katy Perry released Roar in 2013, and at the time, I was in a toxic on-and-off-again relationship. I was lost, and I was down bad, and the first time I heard it, it made me feel like a lioness breaking out of the cage that I had been locked in for so long! And when KP said, I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess, you're gonna hear me roar, honey, I felt that in my soul! And when I hear it, it literally takes me back to that moment of clarity. And it brings me to tears.
Oh. Okay, see, you know how I said it was going to get harder?
Mm-hmm.
It got harder.
What are your thoughts on Roar, Charlotte?
I think that one has such an emotional story behind it.
Yeah.
That I'm leaning that way now.
Okay.
A little bit,
okay.
I think.
All right. Here we go. One more. Hang on. I need to move down the piece of paper.
All right, the final one.
The final
one. What's it
going
to be?
Song number three. Katy Perry released Firework in 2010. And the first time I heard the song, it was like an outer body experience because I had never heard something that immediately gave me a visual depiction of how I was feeling.
Yeah.
Her lyrics. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag? Drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? That visual gives you imagery. The imagery that made me feel seen in a way that I had never experienced because, yes, I too have felt like a plastic bag drifting in the wind, But yet, I didn't know that that's what I was feeling until Katy Perry put that answer from pen to paper. And then the journey of the feeling, from that to the inspiration, to the reassurance that, baby girl, you are a firework. I always listen to it when I feel broken down to remind myself that I'm even brighter than the moon.
Yeah, you are.
And it makes me break down into tears. Like,
man, this is a hard one.
It's hard. Which Katy Perry song do you think makes me cry? This is Dean in Glen Burnie. Hi, Dean.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
I'm good. I'm nervous, not going to lie. My hands are sweating over here. But I'm really excited for you. Which Katy Perry song do you think made me cry? Is it song number one, number two, or number three?
Honestly, I got to say, this is probably one of the toughest ones that I've heard. Like, because it's not about your stories, it's about songs.
Oh, really? Wait, did you enjoy it? Was this doing too much? How did
no,
you like
no,
it?
No, it's good. I think it's like good to have like a theme with like the prize.
Okay, I love that.
But if I have to go with, because this is songs that still make you cry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you just got married recently and Valentine's Day is coming up. So I'm going to go with song number one.
Teenage Dream. What do you think about that, Charlotte?
I think it's a really solid pick. I think that would have been. I was torn between number one and number two the most is what I'd say. So I think you got a really good chance, Dean.
Dean, that's not it.
No.
I'm sorry, Dean. Honestly, that is a really good guess. Every time I hear Teenage Dream, it just makes me want to like run around in a field.
I do feel that.
And screaming at the top of my lungs and frolic hand in hand with my husband. No tears, just frolicking.
only positive feelings.
But that was a really, really good guess. Thank you so much for playing, Dean.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
This is Candace in Cecil County. Hi, Candace. How are you?
Hi, sweetheart.
Which song do you think it is? Is it song number two or is it song number three, which makes me cry for these Katy Perry tickets?
I say number three.
Firework. And why is that?
I had number one until Dean got it wrong.
So you're just going with the backup now.
I'm just going with the gut.
Well, you have a 66% chance of getting it right, I think. I don't know. I was an English person.
Well, Candace, you guessed correctly because yes, it is indeed Firework.
Let's go!
Oh my.
Candace, congratulations. So literally, y'all, I really feel like that lyric. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind wanting to start again? I'm sorry, but I can visually see myself in the air when I feel lost.
I can't believe that was the answer.
And by the end of the song, I feel found because we are all fireworks.
You know what? You're so right, Jess.
Listen.
Absolutely.
Happy Valentine's Day. Everyone, please listen to Firework. I promise it's going to change your day. That's Friday Friday.
Congrats.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.